Blog Talk Radio.
Drop a little science, women's football science. But first, let me
let me get, you know, to my sponsors here. We got 22nd Fitness. If you want to look good, you want to feel good, you need to get your 20 seconds on. We got Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Why pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. We got Adidas. My Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. And we got Rogers Athletic Company, the official football equipment company of the Women's Football Camping Conference, where the good get better. You know it. You know it. And it's about that time, folks. If you're looking to get better, camps are going to be all over the United States this year. Again, everyone's following the lead of, you know who, the one and only Coach Lee, and putting on camps. But some camps are assessment camps. We're not trying to put no assessments. We're trying to put improvement camps together. So, again, that's why we stick with the slogan, with the good, get better. What else? What else? Again, you rocking Four Quarters on Blog Talk Radio, continues, that is. And, you know, like I said, we put it down here. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got some topics tonight we're going to talk about. Again, I wish you guys could call in, but you can't call in, so I got to put in the whole hour all by myself. And y'all know I can do that, so that ain't no problem. I can always talk, because that's what I do. But, you know, we got some good stuff tonight. We're going to talk about playoffs. You talking about the playoffs? Yes, I'm talking about the WFA playoffs. I'm talking about the IWFL playoffs. I'm talking about whoever's playing some football right now, playoffs. That'll be quarter number one. Quarter number two was about expansion teams, areas of need, of more teams. You know, and again, it'd be by humble opinion where teams need to sprout up, which would be a good idea on the map. Not telling what league they're going to be in or whatever like that, but I'm talking about some areas that will be high interest areas or areas that are of interest from other teams and other leagues to help bridge the gap amongst some folks. What else we had? I forgot where my quarter sheet at, but I know we're going to talk about the playoffs. I know, it was Women's Football Camp. Some of the things that we're going to be doing probably in quarter number three, as well as Coaches Association, a Women's Football Coaches Association. And that'll be kind of quarter number three, quarter number four. And then I'll roll over to the Ning Board, see what's happening on the Ning Board, and we'll roll from there. So if y'all don't mind us doing what we do, because I do what I do, let's go and kick this bad boy off. And it's a deep, deep, deep kick. And that's what we talk about here in women's football. We talk about deep stuff. We talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we're going to roll with quarter number one. Quarter number one. We got the playoffs, yo. We had major playoff action this weekend in WFA. Again, major playoff action in the WFA this past weekend. And let me see. Let me go over to the WFA board real quick. I know I got stuff here on the Ning board, you know, because the Ning board is the number one informational board. You know what I'm saying? We know it before it's even done. You know, here on the Ning board, we got so many eyes out there, so many people tweeting and twatting and doing whatever they got to do to get things done. And let's see here. I'm just going to jump right into the scores. All righty. Let's see, the first one they got up on the board, the Kansas City Tribe, 20. The Dallas Diamonds, 23. And from my understanding, that game, the Dallas Diamonds actually came back. So I did get a few tweets because I am a member of the Kansas City Tribe fan base. So I was on wherever I was at this weekend, and I was getting tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet. And I think Kansas City was up 14-0 in that game. I'm not quite sure. I recall it was saying 14-0, but I didn't know who they were playing because, again, you know, I've fallen off the boat and really wasn't focusing on who was playing this weekend. I just knew that teams I had put in my picks the weekend before the holiday, and then I didn't have a show, And like I said, life goes on, especially when you're not in the playoffs. And wasn't too close to any of the teams in the playoffs to go see. So, hey, I did my thing with the family. But the score was 23. Dallas Diamonds, KC Tribe, 20. And I think the game even went into overtime. And I know we played college rules in overtime. And I think KC had the ball first, didn't score. Dallas wound up getting the field goal to win it in overtime. Then we got the Boston Militia, 50. Chicago Force, 23. Not sold on the surprise of who won. I might be more sold on the surprise of the ultimate outcome of the score. I didn't see Boston being a 27-point. Is that 27 points? Yeah, 27-point team. Four-touchdown favorite over Force. Didn't see that coming. And actually, I had Chicago and the Surge being in the championship this year. But again, you know, that's why we play the game on the field. You know, no BSing, no talking smack. It's all done on the field, and the score is 50-23. And then in the other playoff, we have the Indiana Crash, formerly as the Indiana Steed, who's been pretty much under the radar all season long. Just came out and just took control of the Jacksonville Dixie Blues. The score, Indiana Crash, 42. Jacksonville Dixie Blues, 0. Yeah, 0. So the winner out of the Crash in the Militia will be in the championship game, representing the National Conference. And in the other action, yes, sir. Come on now, I'm on the phone. I'm trying to give you a break. Do I have what? Yeah, go ahead and use the football. Make sure you bring it back. All right. As you can see, folks, we are live. We are live, and I got all my kids coming in here asking me stuff. So they want my football because it's football season here in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? The boys about to get it rocking and rolling at the end of this month. They had sign-ups all this week, next week, and stuff like that. But anyway, out there practicing. But in the other action game, we have the Bay Area Bandits 0 and the San Diego Surge 36. Again, from what I got, I have not listened to the play-by-play by Coach Penn, and I'm pretty sure it was all 100. But from my understanding, the score was 33-0 at halftime. I imagine San Diego Surge kicked a field goal to make it 36. I heard that there was quite a few turnovers on both sides, 4 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery by the Bay Area Bandits. And I think the Surge had 3 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery because I think they were -1 in turnover ratio. So, you know, it was a heated battle. But like I told everybody from the start, once I saw the roster of the Surge, I knew they were going to be the team to beat here on the West Coast. Just too much talent, just a lot of talent on that squad. And like I said, I put my money on the Surge to win the championship. And at this point, I'll probably pick the Boston Militia and the San Diego Surge playing in Dallas, Texas on July 30th. I know I picked Chicago, but a team that can beat Chicago is a team that's going to be in a championship. Not take anything away from my Indiana Crash. I go a long ways back with that group, but again, it took a lot of talent, not only to beat the Force, but to beat them pretty good there. So I got to go with the Boston Militia and the San Diego Surge playing for the WFA 2012 National Championship game on July 30th out in Dallas, Texas. Did I mention the date? Yes, I did. July 30th. I know All-Stars and everything is going to be going on. It's going to be a great weekend out there. There's going to be some great action. It's going to be what it's got to be. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be what it's going to be. And I think I'm done with the WFA. Speaking of IWFL, I'm going to go over to the IWFL to find out who the top four teams are, because they play next week. I think they had just two rounds of playoffs with 3 weeks in between, which could be good because it gets to stay healthy. But that just means it's limited the number of teams that are play. Now, like I said, I'm not knocking. I'm just saying, hey, that's why they didn't play this week or last week. And it's all to the good. It's all to the good. Let me see if they got something up here on the board finally. Because, again, each week I come by here and I still look for the same things. I just can't find what I'm looking for. So, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2, 4. Somebody help me out, but I'm on the name board and I can't see. Ain't that about something? I want to say that the California Quake will be hosting the Seattle Majestics this week. Let me go to the Quake's website. I know they're updated. Sorry about that, folks, but that's just how stuff works sometimes. And I say it each and every week. But, I think the Quake are on the road. I want to say the Quake are on the road. Yes, the California Quake will go up and visit the Wisconsin Warriors. The winner of that game will be in Round Rock, Texas. Round Rock will definitely be hosting the game. And I got to roll with my Quake. I got to roll with the Quake on that one. So that's what's going to be going down there. I got the Quake in that one. I want to say the Ravens are the other team. Let me see. Let me see if they got it on their website. No, it's not updated. Come on, y'all. Y'all rolling in the playoffs and you're not updated. Not diggity, 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 diggity dogs. Come on. See, it makes my show look whack when I don't have information. And people think I'll be one-sided on everything as far as, you know, who I'm rooting for. Not even rooting for, but what league I'm for all football. I don't give a damn what league you're in. At least update the stuff so that folks can see. It's killing me. I want to say the Ravens are playing somebody. Of course they're playing somebody, Dion. All right, let me see my Phoenix, if they updated. I know they got to be updated. Don't disappoint me, Phoenix. Come on, Phoenix. Phoenix, I am on your website. And I'm not seeing it. You guys are killing me. Killing me. I know you guys beat the Blitz. That's cool. But I was looking for an update of who y'all plays this week. I think you guys play the... No, I don't even know. See? Y'all jacking me. I think y'all play Atlanta. And then, of course, I'm on the Ning board, and I cannot get the responses back from the people that are on the Ning board. I don't know what. The government got me on lockdown here. Government's up to no good. Got me on lockdown. But anyway, I tried, you guys. I really tried. But I'm rooting for my Carolina Phoenix team. I'm rooting for the California Quake. And that's what I'm rolling with. I'm not even sure if Modesto's still in the playoff in the Tier 2. I'm rolling with you. Again, I don't know. Nobody's updating. Nobody's letting nobody know. You can put it up on a meme board. Come on. Make it a topic. Put it in the playoff situation. Discussions. Do something. Help me out. Help a brother out. You hurt me. You're killing my ratings on my show now. All of a sudden, I'm getting killed on my ratings. And speaking of rankings, let's see if my man over at Easy Football. Rankings. Have anything to say. You know, Let's go over to what the WSA July 9th updated. They got the Dallas Diamonds ranked number 1. They have the San Diego Surge number 2, Boston Militia number 3, Chicago Force number 4, DC Divas number 5, KC Tribe number 6, Jacksonville Dixie Blues number 7, the Pittsburgh Passion number 8, Indiana Crash have moved up. They are now number 9. The Bay Area Bandits are number 10. St. Louis Slam, 11. Houston Power, 12. Lone Star Mustangs, 13. Arizona Assassin, 14. Central Cal War Angels, 15. Miami Fury, 16. Silver State Legacy, 17. New York Sharks, 18. Iowa Explosion, 19. And the Detroit Dark Angels, 20. And like I said, I normally do the top 20 due to the fact that there's 59 teams. And look at them showgirls. We still in the 30s. We're in the second level. We made 38. All right, not bad, not bad, not bad. Middle of the pack, middle of the pack. But there's some teams I think that we're better than, but you know what? It got to be played out on the field. Moving right along. Let me see what the IWFL. There's as of June 25th, so I guess that would be the playoff game. They got the California. They got the Atlanta Ravens, number 1. California Quake, number 2. Carolina Phoenix, number 3. They did move up. My Phoenix did move up. We got the Wisconsin Warriors, number 4. Montreal Blitz, number 5. The Houston Energy, number 6. Chattanooga Locomotion, number 7. We got the Portland Shockwaves, number 8. Sacramento Sirens, number 9. And the New England Intensity. New England Intensity is number 10. I'm looking, but again, it doesn't determine who's in what tier. It looks like Carolina Phoenix are in tier 1. So I'm imagining they're playing the Atlanta Ravens. California Quake would play the Wisconsin Warriors. And if I look at this and I'm right, I can't even be right when I'm wrong, so I'm not going to go try to do tier 2. So I'm going to move on, yo, because it's just a pain in the rear end to get what is needed. I got a quick email from Coach Culver. Hey, he needs to fill a team on July 23rd. They have an opening at Utah Jinx. Utah Jinx have a game opening. Coach is willing to pay $2,000 plus 10 rooms plus Gatorade and all kind of goodies for a team. So if you're interested, please hit up Coach Culver here on the Ning Board. Coach Culver on the Ning Board, Utah Jinx. All right, moving on. Let's go ahead and go with quarter number two, what you going to do? Got an email, because I've been talking about, talking with a few coaches out there about putting together and formulating a Women's Football Coaches Association. And it got some great response so far. I've gotten about 25 responses on a coaches association as far as folks saying that they'd be willing to join, get involved, and do. The whole thing about putting together a coaches association is to bring some relevance, some power to the coaches who coach in women's football. Because right now we're at the bottom of the sea as far as the coaching tree is concerned. Of course, the top level is NFL, and then, you know, college football, Division I, Division II, Division III. Then you'll get into some semi-pro coaching. Hell, high school might be over semi-pro. Then you get the semi-pro. Then you get Pop Warner football. And then you'll get us. The women football coaches. We are the bottom of the sea. And what we need to do, as we were talking, was just gaining some respectability for the game. You know, the women got to get the respectability on the, of the game by promoting themselves, by becoming a better product on and off the field. And I think the coaches need to do the same thing. And again, this is my one of my humble opinions in the whole evolvement or evolution of women's football and getting the clout and the respect that is deserving from both the players' perspective and also the coaches' perspective. But it's not easy to go to these football camps and clinics in your gear and represent women's football. You know, even the lowest level Part Warner coaches look or frown upon you or look down on you because you coach women's football, because they don't understand. So, you know, and it's also another situation where you ladies who are finished playing the game can get into an environment, a friendly environment, so that you can coach and learn. An example would be you going to a women's football, I mean not women's football, but going to a Nike's clinic and being the only woman there, saying that you're a coach, you know, you're going to get kind of pushed to the side. Yeah, right, what are you doing here? You don't know nothing about football. So we want to create an environment where new coaches, old coaches, football coaches can come and you're not, you know, sliced like bread because you're there. So this Women's Football Coaches Association is being formalized right now. We want all the coaches out there or potential coaches to join. I think it's going to be $25 for the year. We're going to keep it real reasonable. And we're also going to host a national coaches convention. We are working with some NCAA coaches that are going to put together the first clinic for the Women's Football Coaches Association. It is going to be in the Northeast area, Pennsylvania. We're going to go with Lock Haven University. It's going to be the host of this particular clinic, and it's going to go along with our women's football camp and conference that's going to be in Lock Haven as well. And that's going to be on January 12th through the 14th. Don't know what the cost is going to be for that particular event, but for those who go to the coaches convention, we'll probably make that as, you know, free membership for the first year if you attend that conference, I mean that clinic. So we're working on some things. Like I said, folks, I do more than just talk smack here on Four Quarters of Coach Lee. I definitely push forward to making this game the best that it can be. But it's going to take everybody's effort. And like I said, I'm not here to say I'm the first. I'm just here to say that I'm here to do whatever it takes to push women's football forward. And again, if it's a coaching situation, a product that we need to get better, then we need to take it serious. Again, that's what's wrong with women's football. We don't take it serious. We don't work out and play 365 days a year. As coaches, we don't go out and seek information until it's time to play. You know, we got to take this thing serious. And I think putting together a Women's Football Coaches Association is going to be the bomb. It's going to be great. Again, it brings power in numbers. If you guys listen to me, I always talk about power in numbers. Because when you got numbers, you got power to do whatever you want to do. And that's the same thing here with the Coaches Association. This is how I figure it out, okay? Let me tell you how many women football coaches there are out there. I'm guesstimating that there's at least 100 teams. There's 59 in WFA. There's 30 in the IWFL. So that's what, 89? There's approximately 11 to 15 independent teams out there. There's approximately another 6 to 10 sixes teams out there. There's at least another 6 to 10, 8 teams out there, 8 out there. So we're looking at about 120 women football teams out there. Each team has, on the average, at least 3 to 4 coaches. So if we just narrow it down to say, oh, there's 100 teams out there with an average of 4 teams, there's 400 coaches out there that coach women football. That's not even talking about the number of ladies who play, who are up in age, who don't want to get away from the game, with the potential of another 100 to 150 possible coaches. You're talking about 500 women football coaches out there under one roof. You trying to tell me if we get 500 coaches, we can't get a Lou Holtz to come speak to us? Anybody, all these coaches. I mean, that's what they want to do. They want to come and talk in front and give out information to those who want to seek knowledge about coaching. And like I said, I got the help of Lock Haven University to host at their facilities, not only the coaches clinic, but also the women's football camp that particular weekend. And like I said, we're going to be updating this Friday, the 15th. All updates will be done. You will see it on womensfootballcamp.com. You will see the cost. I know that all women football camps across the country are just $100 for the 3 days. I'm not quite sure what the cost is going to be for the Coaches Association, but again, I'm focusing in on the Coaches Association. It's a must, folks. It is a must. Here you are. I'm speaking as an owner. It's a must. I want my coaches to have the best. I want them to learn from the best. I want them to have the opportunity to come up from the bottom up, you know. So, again, you got to take this serious. You know, every great sport has a coaches association. You got the NCAA Coaches Association, you got a high school association, you got Pop Warner Football Coaches Association, you got the NFL Coaches Association. What else? Power in numbers. You can agree or disagree. But those are some of the things. Those are some of the things that I needed. Hold on. Yeah, I can get some change for you.
I need one.
One?
Yes.
All right, hold on a second. Ones? I don't think we got any ones. I get with all my ones. Here you go. Take that.
Just look over here.
Okay, just give it back to me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. How many ones do you need? Okay, well, have a seat. Anywhere else you want to see. Ones for what? I don't know how much you got.
Oh, well,
I don't know, homie. You tell me. But anyway, I hope I'm still on the call. It says I'm on the call. Let me see. All right, folks, I think I had fallen off, but I think I'm back on now. I hope you are still there because I'm still here, you know, because I do what I do. I'm Coach Lee. I make people smile. Watch. See, I told you. That's what I do. That's what I do. But anyway, I hope that everybody's still on the line, and we're going to make it happen. Where my key is at? But, yes, the Coaches Association of Women's Football is a must. I know of 10 more football teams and lingerie teams. I've talked to those coaches, and they're all in it. They think it's a great idea as well. So now you're talking about another 40 coaches. You're talking about over 600 people that are involved in women's football. You got a five in there? Give me change. I could probably make change for a five.
Probably.
We'll make it happen. But, yeah, you know, email me. Hit me up, LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. Hit me up on the Ning board. Look me up. And like I said, give me your what you think about a coach association. As a matter of fact, I'm going to I'm going to post up something on the Ning board to see what kind of response we can get, and take it from there. Because I would love to hear what you have to say about the Coach Association and the things that we can get done as a group unit. Hold on one second. I got to get changed, too. As you can see, I'm multi-talented, you know. Multi-talented means you got to do multiple things, and multiple things I can do. I can at least count money. That's one, two, three. $3. Man, how come I can't get a five around this joint? I'm just trying to be me, and nobody will give me any change. Good night. Sorry about that, folks, but it is one of them days right now. One of them days. One of them days, one of them days, one of them days. We're going to put all this in here right and tight and do it. Because we do, we do, we do, we do. Sound like I'm stalling? I am. I'm stalling big time. And I got money all over the place. But anyway, again, what is your thoughts on the Coach Association? What are your thoughts on the Coach Association? Please hit them up on the Ning board. Hit them up on the Ning board ASAP, and we can discuss that as another topic. Again, we're talking about putting on the first Coaches Clinic on January 12th through the 14th, Lock Haven University out of Pennsylvania, Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. So start preparing. Start preparing so you can get it right, get it done. All right. I got quarters.
You want quarters?
One. That's two. That's three. That's four. Am I right? I can't count. Two, four, five. There we go.
Yep.
That's what I can find. All right. Yeah, so... Oh, I got a little disturbed here. Forgot what I was doing. I got one of my wonderful players here that signed her contract for the LFL. Getting it done. But I'll let you read your thing. Because I'm going to be talking loud. I'll be back in about 5 minutes. Is that okay? All right. I'm not in a rush, though. All right. So then again, you know, hey, it's about getting the product, but it's about us getting better. And Women's Football Coaches Association, what you think about it. All right, moving right along. Quarter number three. Again, like I said, quarter number three. We're talking about the Women's Football Camp and Conference. Women's Football Camp and Conference is lining up. We have some great coaches that have already put their names down on the list. Some of them are still in the playoffs. But we won't mention anybody until July 31st. July 31st will be the list of all the coaches that are going to be putting their time and effort into making this the best football camps there is for women. Again, we're going to be down in Houston. We're going to be in Vegas. We're going to be in Pennsylvania. And we're going to be in the Carolinas. Those are the four areas that we have targeted. Those are the four locations that we're going to roll with. And like I said, I hope that you take note and make it to one of the camps that are near you. We try to place them in areas where you know, it's easy accessibility as far as flights are concerned. We look into driving. We're looking at how many teams can we get within the 8-hour drive. So you're looking at 600 miles. Is it 600 miles? No, if you go, how did we figure it out? 75 miles an hour times 8. So whatever 7 times 8 is 500. Just say 550. 550 miles radius of majority of the teams. So, again, be on the lookout, womensfootballcamps.com, womensfootballcamp.com. Again, we stick to locations. We got Vegas. We got Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. We have the Carolinas. We have Houston, Texas. So it is going to be on and popping. There will be great coaches at each and every one. That's from Alexis. Okay. Did you make that one receipt, mail it off? And that one's over there. You know what? Yeah, that's me. I'll keep that. I'll post that up. Okay. So, again, I had a lot of questions. I've been getting a lot of folks inquiring. I've just been telling them to hold on. Because, again, it's all about what coaches are going to participate and if they're all on board. And like I said, you know, I know there's copycatters out there. And from my understanding, they're charging, you know, $350 to $500 for the same football camp, for an assessment camp. And like I said, we're not trying to do no assessment camp. We're doing an improvement camp. You definitely going to leave out of there a better player. So, yes, I'm an advocate of the women's football camp. I was told 4 years ago that it didn't make no sense to have a football camp. But now all of a sudden, everybody and their mama want to try to make a camp. And it ain't easy. And like I said, I ain't knocking. If somebody put a camp together, then that's great. Well, what I've been talking to all the coaches about, they're like, look, we just want to keep everything on the same roof. We like what you do. We like what's going on. And like I said, if I list every camper that came to our camp, I guarantee you that we would have an 85 to 90% ratio of those who made All-League, All-American. I didn't even look at this year's list, but that's how it's been. Again, where the good get better. We stick to that slogan, where the good get better. So, coaches, if you're listening out there, send your girls to camp. Coaches, if you're listening out there, send yourself to the Women's Football Association clinic that we got going on. Inquire about it. Be on the board. Not only be on board, but be on the board, you know, be on the decision-making process, be on the topic-making process, be on what we need to get better. And like I said, I'm a big pusher of football camps. I tell my girls to go, and that's why I'm glad that we're having them in other places, so they don't have to be here. But I always bring in outside football coaches, you know. I sit back and learn. And I let the other coaches run the actual camp because I want my girls to learn from somebody else and or to hear it in a different way and maybe they'll pick on. I even had some funny comments by my man Coach Ring. You know, I was going to do lingerie football camp. Football is football. And, you know, they get more turnouts for their tryouts than we do, ever. Just here in Vegas, we had over 180 women try out for 20 spots on the football team. 180. And, you know, all I can tell them is, hey, if you don't make the team, you need to go find somewhere to get better. You don't even get better in football by playing football or by doing camps in football. That's how you get better. So, yes, it's open to all. Yes, it is a contact camp. We do ask, you know, if you bring your helmet and shoulder pads. We do hit, upper body hits. You know, we do form tackling. We don't take them to the ground, slam them, and all that other stuff, but we do football. So bring your football gear, your practice gear, your pants, and your girdles, and all that other stuff, pads. Because, again, we're not here to get you hurt, but we're here to help you understand that you're playing tackle football now. And, yes, your football gear is needed. Is it required? No. You just be doing other drills. You wouldn't be doing too much contact in drills. So I think we got a good thing going on. This is the biggest inquiry at this point in time in the four years that we've done the football camp. Emails are just piling up, and we're telling people to hold on. And like I said, if you didn't make All-Stars this year, no matter what league you're in, you need to come get better in football. You got to put it upon yourself to say, hey, if I want to be a WFA All-American, then damn it, I need to spend my $100 to go get better. If I want to be an IWFL All-Star and I didn't make it, then I need to spend my $100 to get better. If I didn't make my WSFL All-Star team, then damn it, I need to spend my $100 so I can get better. Again, we stand by our slogan, where the good get better. Deion, what if somebody's sorry? Well, the sorry will get good. How about that? If you're sorry and you know it, you're going to come and get good. If you're good and you know it, you're going to get better. If you're better already and you come to the camp, you're going to be excellent. Okay? I stand by 100% money back guarantee. I don't like commercial, don't I? If you're not satisfied within 30 days, you'll get your money back. Nah, it ain't that way. Hey, you know what? We ain't making no money off of this thing. We just paying for the facilities. And the bottom line is we have a certain amount of campers. We're going to stick to that. I think the number was 10 quarterbacks per camp, 20 running backs, 20 wide receivers, 40 linemen, offensive linemen, 30 defensive linemen, 30 linebackers, and I want to say 28 to 32 defensive backs. So, again, we're making it intimate. We're not trying to just load up the camp with as many people as we can. It's all about quality. It's all about quality, not about the quantity. It's about the quality of the camp. And you only can get quality if you get the reps. So that's what we're pushing. We're pushing it hard. You know, for those who've been to the football camp, you got to step up and express yourself and say, hey, it was worth it. I know I get a lot of secretive emails saying, hey, Coach Lee, that was the best. But you know what? If I put it out there, everybody think I'm just promoting it and blowing smoke up everybody's butt. But if you've been a part of the Women's Football Camp and Conference over the last 3 years and it was worthy to you, then put it out there. Testimony, you know what I'm saying? You can email a testimony. You can put them in the ink board. And that's what we don't do in women's football. We don't promote what's good and what you got out of it. You either keep it to yourself and don't tell nobody at all, or you just don't know how to express yourself. You know, sometimes I just talk. Sometimes I just text. What up? You need keys? All right. Wah, wah, wah. There we go. All right. So, again, it's just a matter of T-I-M-E, getting it done, getting it set, so that we can rock and roll with this thing. This is year number 4. I don't see why we don't have 500 members that attended camp this year. In Vegas, we've had as many as 132 campers at the camp and as little as 45 campers the very first year. So, again, we've been down and we've been up, and it's only been getting upper, as we call it, going up and up and up. You know, coaches, don't shy. Don't tell your girls that they don't need camp. That's bull crap. Don't tell your veterans that they're veterans. They're not veterans. You know, they probably played, what, a total of, what, 16 games? That's 2 years. They're vets? Come on. Be real. And don't be scared to let them learn from others. That makes it put the pressure back on you as a coach to get out there and learn things so that when they do come back, you're able to explain to them, yes, I understand that. But still, I want it done this way. That's all good. But don't be intimidated by what they're going to learn. And I've heard a lot of coaches who have felt intimidated because there are quality coaches at the football camp and conference. So, again, yes, I'm promoting it. Yes, I'm promoting it. I'm going to be promoting from here on out until all the seats are filled because that's what I believe in. I believe in that. I believe in football camps. If you don't believe me, watch ESPN, ESPNU. They just had an all-star 7-on-7 football tournament up at the Nike, what's it called? Yeah, you got it. The Nike headquarters. And actually one of my son's buddy was an all-world wide receiver there, Bryce Treggs. Look him up. Man, let me tell you, that's all we do is put our kids through camps to get them better. You want a name for yourself? You want to be an all-star? Then you need to put it down, okay? You need to put it down. But speaking of putting it down, it is about 5 minutes till. I am going to get off the air a little early. I got some biz to take care of, but I will talk to you guys soon. I'm sorry I didn't have you guys call in. I'm sorry that my producer wasn't on board. Like I said, life happens. Things got to be done. But this is your boy, Coach Lee, Four Courts with Coach Lee. You've been rocking Four Courts with Coach Lee. I'll see you guys next week.